You're listening to an exclusive soundbite series brought to you by Wired for Wonder, a proud innovation by CommBank and The Moment HQ. Prepare yourself as we take you on a mini journey to reignite your curiosity, foster wonderment, and send creativity bustling through your veins. Hello and welcome to the Wired for Wonder and The Moment HQ soundbite series. I'm your host, Monica Cade. Today we're chatting with the woman who is the driving force behind Wired for Wonder, Sarah Rucroft. Sarah is the co-founder of Wired for Wonder, a proud innovation by CommBank. This is an eye-opening event dreamed up to create a space for innovative thinking. The event brings together storytellers, inventors, dreamers, artists, musicians, technologists, writers, and scientists to learn, connect, and explore the concept of wonder. She also owns a baby shoe company called Sienna Baby. Sarah is wired to connect, obsessed with innovation, and curious about all things. The weirder, the better. And she's also a mother of two. So let's welcome her. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Monica.
So good to have you. I'm sure the listeners are very excited to hear from you since, you know, this Wired for Wonder event is almost your baby, your third baby.
My third baby, yes. And it's turning four this year, which is a big baby now.
Yeah, very big. So take us back to the initial stage of when you first created this event. What was the very starting point for you and what triggered the idea?
It's like any sort of creative venture, it was a marriage of a lot of different ideas that sort of came together and evolved over time. So a conversation started with one of the group executives at CommBank, and then what started as originally in the working title was Wonder Woman. then with the brilliant input of my co-founder, we renamed and rewired the event to make it Wired for Wonder, which was really at the heart of what I was sort of hoping to create. So it was about bringing seemingly disparate concepts and ideas together in a space that would bring together people who don't normally hang out and speakers who wouldn't normally share a stage to give people an opportunity to connect with ideas and thought leaders and dreamers and doers outside of their usual world. It was iterative and it's still growing, but, yeah, it was a beautiful sort of creative birth.
Absolutely. And so why do you want to be bringing together these different minds and people that, you know, aren't necessarily always in touch with one another?
A couple of reasons, actually. So if you sort of think back 4 years ago when innovation started to become a real buzzword, we were sort of celebrating and looking at innovative thinkers and wondering what made them innovative and what made them interesting and why they were capable of problem solving in a different sort of way. And it sort of occurred to us that these people tended to bring together ingredients that you wouldn't normally put together. So we sort of had this hypothesis, if you bring together these seemingly disparate concepts and these different people, then maybe we'll get, you know, innovative thinking. And the second sort of side of it is when you bring together all of these different people, you achieve true diversity and inclusion, which is at the very heart of what we do as well. So I sort of speak to people about radical inclusion, where you really push yourself to be inclusive of people that you wouldn't normally seek out and sort of see what happens. And, I mean, you've attended, Monica, you know what the event vibe is like when you come together initially sort of thinking, okay, I'm not sure what to think, and then by lunch everyone is chatting and having these incredible conversations and making friends with people that are way outside of their normal sphere, which is quite thrilling, really.
I know for myself, the first time I attended, I was like, my mind was literally blown at the first part, the introduction, you know, where we're just hearing about what the event is about, and it just sends this incredible energy through your body. And then, you know, you get the next speaker come on stage and, you know, it gets better and better as the day goes on, not necessarily in the sense that each speaker is better than another, but in the sense of the energy in the space. And like you said, that people start connecting more and people start smiling and you can see their faces and they're so excited by what they're hearing and what it's opening their minds to. It's so, so cool.
Yeah, you literally see the dopamine pops. Like, you see these people's brains lighting up in just the most exciting way. And, yeah, you're right, the smiles are incredibly contagious. And I love that, you know, over the last 3 years and this coming to our fourth, the feedback that we continue to get is you know, in the same sort of frame that you're talking there, you know, my mind was blown, or like, that was a soda stream for the senses. Or, oh, my God, that was so unexpected. And it's just, it makes me smile, obviously.
Yeah. Well.
I never tire of hearing how much people love it and what they get out of it and how they change their lives as a result of the experience. And yeah, so I'm a bit excited about this year.
And you're also getting the same kind of feedback from the speakers too, I've noticed.
Yes. So, oh, that just is, you know, a double sort of icing, if you like. So these guys who, you know, some of them speak around the world at gigs on a regular basis, Guy Kawasaki, Nolan Bushnell, Professor Richard Dawkins, Dr. John Medina, they do talks around the globe. And for them to give us the sorts of feedback that they do, you know, just saying that it's an incredible event, not only from the production sort of side of things, but just from the content and the experience, and they want to come back. You know, they write me these emails saying I'd love to come back, and that, you know, makes me very excited as well, because they know that what we're doing is special and the way that we're doing it is different, and that we are actually changing the way people think. Mm. And they want in on that. I love it.
Yeah, it's so awesome. Really, really cool. So tell me, how do you foster creativity in your own life?
Oh, I'm sitting in my home office right now, surrounded by so much crazy inspiration. I do a lot of craft with my little girl, Sienna, mm-hmm. who's 3.5. Stels is a little bit young yet. She's only 7 months, but we'll get her there. I really encourage play. Like, I'm not afraid to put on fairy wings and go to the park with my daughter and play imagination games, because I know what that's doing for her, but I also know what that's doing for me. Mm. You know, when you actually allow yourself to be in those moments of wonder, that you're opening up these whole other, you know, frameworks in your mind, and that you're able to then obviously connect dots in a totally different way. So everything about my life, my home, my world is creative. People who've been in my home know that it's very colourful. There's lots of inspiration everywhere, and I think that that's a really fun way. But look, not everyone's into having colour and crazy stuff plastered on the walls, but there's some simple things that people can do to foster creativity and curiosity and wonder in their own worlds in their own way. So I'm pretty fascinated by that too.
What suggestions do you have for people who maybe aren't the crazy type? Well, not crazy good.
I'm cool with crazy. I own that. As I say, weirder the better, weirder the better. I often say to people, pick up a book that you wouldn't normally read.
Mm.
You know, catch a train instead of driving. Walk a different way to work. Choose an outfit that you wouldn't normally wear. Like, it's just about pushing yourself comfortably outside of your comfort zone and expanding your frame of reference, so that you can then, you know, get curious about other people and the way they do things and other worlds. And, you know, it seems pretty crazy that a lady who, you know, immerses herself in the land that is Wired for Wonder also owns a shoe company, but that's just where curiosity has led me so far. And, you know, I'll continue to look for opportunities to build businesses and do cool things as they sort of come my way. And I think that for others, it could be about saying yes to a project that they're interested in working on that is just outside of the world. Like, it doesn't have to be colour and paint and all of that sort of stuff. It does help. It does. but if you're not into that, then, you know, come to Wired for Wonder and you will be.
It will change your mind.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But there's some little ways that I think you can sort of stretch and break out of your patterns and shake off the anesthetic of familiarity, as Professor Richard Dawkins said on the Wired for Wonder stage in 2013. So.
Yeah, it's so true, because those inspirational ideas and those really juicy golden nuggets that end up turning into these amazing products, which I'm sure, like, for example, Wired for Wonder would have been, you know, they come from the unknown. They come from going against, like, the status quo and challenging original thoughts and just dreaming, basically.
Yeah, allowing yourself that moment to wonder. I've got this beautiful children's book. What's it called? I Wonder by Harrison Rowe. And there's this moment, there's this book, this line in the book that says, you know, when we don't know the answer to something, we're given a gift. And it's a moment to wonder. And I love that. I think that that's really beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And now for the people that are listening and who might be on the fence and want to know if they should come to Wired for Wonder, why should they come?
Yeah. I look, there's a thousand reasons. I'll stick to some of the things that people have said to me in the past and why they keep coming back. So one lady said last year, look, that was a soda stream for my senses. I'm still tingling all over and I can't thank you enough for that experience. I think that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
And then the letters, the handwritten letters where people say, you know, that was actually positively life-changing. You know, I heard from people I literally wouldn't seek out, but I'm so intrigued now and I'm digging deeper on these fronts. So, you know, they weren't just skimming the surface. They're like, oh, you know, I'm really now interested in understanding science and research and quantum computing or neuroscience or art or poetry, you know, a number of different fronts. So I think for anyone who, and let's be honest, we all love a bit of inspiration. We all love that feeling where you go, whoa, okay, I feel like that was like a jolt to me, to my brain, to my senses, to do something differently, to dream, to dare, you know, to do. Yeah, if you're looking for that, pretty safe to say we can give it to you at Wired for Wonder. And I'm extremely confident about that because every year we just up the ante and I am so excited about this year. I've really curated the most eclectic, interesting program ranging from astronauts to digital anthropologists, if you even knew what that was, to freedivers, neuroscientists. I've got peace advocates. I've got CommBank social robot. We've got a really amazing, amazing, diverse, incredible lineup that will, you know, engage your mind and your heart and leave you with a sense of wonder. So hopefully that's a good sales pitch.
I think that's fantastic. So there are only a few tickets left for Melbourne, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, Sydney is sold out, which is so exciting. We've sold out every year in Sydney. And last year was our first year in Melbourne and we sold out in Melbourne. But this year we decided to double the event size in Melbourne. So we've still got a few tickets left, but they're going very quickly, which is very exciting, obviously. So good to have a full house.
Yeah, so if anyone's interested, they can jump onto wiredforwonder.com and snap up the last few tickets for Melbourne. And yep, you don't want to miss this event.
Come and wonder with us.
Yes. We look forward to seeing you all. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Sarah.
Thank you, Monica.
All right, take care.